Gerald the Country Music. Here are the fantasy fools in 3, 2...
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
And well, Mac not so much today, but good morning, Fantasy Fools Radio Show here on K Country 102.3. Now, I'm not sure that Mac was hanging out with Matthew Berry. Matthew Berry has COVID, and Mac just has maybe a stomach buzz, or bug, rather, and buzz. I said that earlier today, too, so I don't think he's a big drinker. So I don't think it's that kind of stomach flu. I think he's actually sick. So he loves coming in and doing this show, but he's not going to be around today, but I do have all of his notes. So, Mac, we hope that you get better. And I feel like Field Yates and Stefania Bell trying to cover the entire show for Matthew Berry, because it's interesting. The show is not the fantasy football show on ESPN like it is with Matthew Berry. But anyway, we've got 30 minutes to talk about fantasy football. And let's start right away with Studs and Duds. It was an interesting weekend again. Isn't it interesting? The NFL just ends up being puzzling week after week after week. You think you've got something figured out, and then boom, things change. You know, like Stafford. You know, Matt Stafford, they were talking about Matt being on another team and how other teams would love to have him because he's a fierce competitor and because he doesn't let anything get him down. You know, he plays hurt, injured, whatever it is. He plays football. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. But here again, coach change. Had a coaching change, and the team changed. And Stafford was up to the challenge. Taysom Hill, again, I think maybe he's the real deal. If you were lucky enough to pick him up, if you needed a quarterback. Like, take for instance, I've got Russell Wilson. Yeah, okay. What's going on with Russ? Because Russ has just been a dud as of late. They've got lots of problems there, but... But I picked up Taysom Hill, thought, well, you know what, better have him just in case. And then decided, nah, you know what, better pick up Latavius Murray because the way things are going for Alvin Kamara. Well, Kamara ended up with a pretty decent week. Now, it wasn't an explosive week like Alvin Kamara owners are used to. But nonetheless, he did score points. And Latavius Murray got left behind with just one fantasy point. It was pretty ugly if you decided to play that. And I did. It worked out great last week. This week, not so much. Aaron Rodgers was awesome. Tannehill, thank goodness. Garbage time for Tannehill if you have him and you started him. Ended up, who cares where the fantasy points come from unless it kills your matchup. You know, you think you're going to win with 3 minutes left in a game, and I've learned to just never give up, you know. Never say, hey, you know what, this one's in the bag. I've got her by 3 points and there's only 30 seconds left of the game. Well, things can switch in a quick hurry. Even Jared Goff played good. Baker Mayfield, are you going to ride him out? Now, we picked Baker Mayfield in the beginning of the year because of their piece of cake schedule. Thinking, you know what, let's hang on to Baker because what happens if he takes off? Has he taken off now? In week 13 is a long time to hold on to a guy. So, you know, obviously, yeah. You drop him and let him go. David Carr and Cousins looked very good, too. David Montgomery looked awesome. Delvin Cook, if you're a Delvin Cook owner, you're a little bit worried, weren't you? You're like, what's going to happen here? Well, Delvin saved the day with 179 yards, but no touchdowns for Delvin against the Jags. You know, thought that was going to probably be one of those 35, maybe 40-point days that Dalvin can put up without a problem. Didn't happen. Aaron Jones actually came to play football, or they let him play. You know, Jonathan Taylor, I had him dropped him. And that would be it. Isn't it interesting? Everybody drops somebody, and they're better for somebody else. That is a rule in fantasy football. It's kind of an unwritten thing. I noticed if somebody drops somebody decent, you know, like Amari Cooper, he was dropped quite a bit, you know, just dropped everywhere. Picked him up because, okay, you know what? You got to pick him up. He could be gold. You know, somebody else's treasure. You know how that thing goes. Cam Akers was great, but now Cam got hurt. Now, is it a big deal? It sounds like it may not be the biggest of things, but they still have Darrell Henderson, who did a great job. Look at that run for the touchdown. Henderson owners were pretty happy if you decided to start him because everybody was off all of the Rams running backs, period. And if you did put Cam Akers in, even in a flex, look at the points that you ended up with. Miles Gaskins came back, played ball. James Robinson has to be the stud of the year, or at least one of them. He just won't be held down. Chris Carson had a good one. He was a stud. Melvin Gordon was a stud. Chubb, Corey Davis, Michael Thomas. Great to see him play again, right, for Michael Thomas owners. Awesome stuff. Jarvis Landry. Of course, that was part of that 45-0. What was the deal there? What really happened? Was it coaching? Didn't get to watch the game, so it was kind of hard to tell. If you didn't get to watch the game, pretty hard to follow along. Justin Jefferson proving that he's probably the offensive rookie of the year, maybe. You know, that Justin Herbert, not been doing so, especially with that 45-0 loss. Devontae Adams, D-Hop, Nuke looked pretty good. Robert Woods, Marvin Jones Jr., T.Y. Hilton. You know, it's nice to see Hilton come back and play a little bit. Kiki Kuti, and then Tim Patrick. Somebody had made a joke or had made a comment on Twitter about Tim Patrick getting 3 touchdowns next week in week 14, and he would be known as Tim Hattrick. Hattrick. Love it. Well, the Falcons, Julio and Ridley, they went off pretty decent. Thielen, of course, again, and Cooper Kupp. And then there was Darren Waller. The tight ends did quite well. Darren Waller was the baller, though, of the week at 45 PPR points. Dallas Goedert looked good. It's great to have an SDSU alum on your fantasy football team, isn't it? Mike Gesicki, Jared Cook, Travis Kelce, of course, Big Bob Tanyan, and TJ Hawkinson. And how about the Pats? How were you on the Patriots defense going into the game wondering, oh boy, you know, what's going to happen here? And the Pats defense, where they score 31 points? I guess it depends on the type of league, but I think PPR, 31 defensive points. And then the duds over the weekend, Justin Herbert mentioned Carson Wentz. I wonder, poor Carson Wentz, I think he's done for the year. I think Jalen Hurts is going to end up quarterbacking. Not sure what the deal is with Wilson. Mahomes and Watson, you know, they've got such high standards. So when they have a bad game, you know, Mahomes throws one touchdown, that's crazy. Trubisky, we knew he'd probably struggle. Matt Ryan figured he'd struggle. Didn't expect Eckler and Hunt and maybe Sanders to struggle. Gurley really struggled. And then there's Derrick Henry and Booker. Everybody was riding high on Booker and Latavius Murray, and that just didn't play out. Michael Pittman, Jacoby Myers, Jerry Jeudy, Keenan Allen, Devontae Parker, Aguilar, Chark. I mean, the list goes on. Hayden Hurst, Hunter Henry, and then, of course, the Broncos and the Bengals. Whew, except T and Tim, right? All right, coming up next, we'll dive into Fact or Fiction.
Fireball.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Bulls.
Fireball.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I don't care what y'all say. Because as the world turns, y'all boys gonna learn that this eagle right here don't play.
Ladies and gentlemen, I assume you are ready for your fantasy to begin.
It's Brian and Fantasy Fools.
Yeah. Well, all right, the announcer guy had no idea that Mac is out. He's not on IR, just out for week 14 here. So, anyway, let's dive into Fact or Fiction. But first, I guess let's talk MVP real quick because Mac's got that on the top of his list before we even hit the top 5. So, Mahomes, Rodgers, Derrick Henry. I see the NFL, they had their top 3 out, and Dalvin Cook was number 3. So we'll have to wait and see. There's still plenty of games left here. 14, 15, 16, 17. 4 game. Top 5 Chiefs, Steelers, Saints, Packers, Rams. That's according to the great Mac. So we're looking at top 5 plays of the week here. We'll start with the quarterbacks. Andy Dalton. He's got this revenge game. You know, and I don't know how these, you know how the revenge games go? But Dalton's been playing some football. It's against the Bengals. So you know, the Bengals just don't have it together. they lost their leader, and they're just not quite right. Another, Matt Ryan with the Chargers. You know, the Chargers coming off that horrible game. What can happen there? Of course, they've got the defense playing stronger, playing better. They had a coaching change, and things changed for them, too, for the most part. Phillip Rivers at the Raiders. That one interests me. Teddy Bridgewater, he'll come back, play the Broncos. Of course, you got that COVID thing, though, with the Panthers. They have eight out. Ouch. And, of course, DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel are out. So Robbie Anderson's available on in many leagues. So if you're in need, you might want to get in a hurry there and grab him. Matt Stafford against the Packers. Won't that be interesting? The Packers' defense hasn't been that great. So running backs, Zeke at the Bengals. For personal reasons, I'd like Zeke to fail, but I don't want him to fail because I don't want anybody's fantasy team to fail. I just want to win my matchup, and really, for the most part, it comes down to Zeke. Aaron Jones against the Lions, Wayne Gallman against the Cardinals, and Nick Chubb, the Ravens. The Ravens' defense has holes, and if anybody can exploit that, it's probably Nick Chubb. You're always going to start Chubb anyway, right, no matter what happens. Miles Gaskin against the Chiefs. There's some possibility there. The Dolphins are a playoff football team. And they're doing it with no-name guys, really, for the most part. You know, fantasy football knows them because you've got to play some from each team. It's just the way you, even if they're 1-11, you're still playing some of the players that get the work done. At wide receiver, Michael Pittman against the Raiders. Jamison Crowder at Seattle. Crowder is available in numerous leagues. So he's a good pickup. If you can grab him, Justin Jefferson. I don't think anybody's going to be able to get him. Adam Thielen, nobody's going to get Adam. But against the Bucs, that's the one thing. You know, the Bucs stop the run, but the pass, whole different story. The passing game's a different story there. Amari Cooper with the Bengals, that one might be a good play. If Andy Dalton can have a solid game, then I would guess that that Amari Cooper and Michael Gallman will have, or Gallup rather, will have good games. Kenny Galladay could be back. He's been out and out and out, and he's available too. Of course, they're playing the Packers. Tight ends, Gesicki against the Chiefs. Dalton Schultz, the Cowboys against the Bengals. Noah Fant at the Panthers. And then Big Bob Tonyan, now I guess they say, at the Lions. And then TJ Hockenson at the Packers. And then, of course, you've got the Rams against the Patriots, the Cowboys against the Bengals, Washington, the 49ers, and then the Saints.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce
Ryan and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Fantasy Fools, Mac out today, and it's just Brian. And I've already messed things up. I meant to do Fact or Fiction in our first quarter there. Now that we get into the second quarter of the show, I realized, I put the Fact or Fiction behind me. So instead, because we already did the top five, I'll go through all of the numbers, the fact-finding stuff that I do, and then we'll do Fact or Fiction. Just kind of switch those two around. So we look at the points allowed to quarterbacks. They come from the Jets, the Chargers, and the Titans. And this is just week 13. At this point, when you start looking at the entire season, things get a little skewed because things have changed that much just after the bye weeks. So quarterbacks against Jets, Chargers, Titans. Running backs are getting points off of the Texans, the Jags, and the Cards. And the wide receivers getting points from the Titans, Bears, and Browns. Jets, Broncos, and Bengals are giving up points to the tight end position. And then defense, Chargers, Vikings, Bengals. All right, and that comes from week 13. So if you look at the season as a whole, it does change things. It changes who you might play or who you might play against. The other thing I did is spend a little time looking at teams with favorable matchups for week 14, 15, and 16 for the playoffs or for this final run. You know, week 17, you got to look ahead. So at quarterback, Tampa, Green Bay, and the Giants have favorable matchups for the next three games. At the running back position, Tennessee, Chicago, and Indianapolis. At wide receiver, Tampa Bay, Chicago, and Indianapolis. And the tight ends, Denver, San Francisco, and Baltimore. I didn't look at the red zone this week. The numbers, because of these games that come in on Tuesday, they don't always update the sheet. Snap counts, though, I've got those. Cam Akers, 52 snaps, and C.J. Ham, 44 snaps this week at running back. At wide receiver, Jalen Guyton, 64 snaps. Now, does that equate to points eventually? It depends if you're behind 45 to nothing. So take a peek at the Chargers' Jalen Guyton. And then Kyle Rudolph, 64 snaps. Vikings tight end. We look at targets. J.D. McKissick is probably because Gibson went out. But McKissick's always getting targets, 10. And he's available in some leagues, but he's a PPR guy. I don't know that he's worth it in a standard league. Maybe now that Gibson's out, that might change. At wide receiver, 12 targets for Corey Davis, 12 targets for Justin Jefferson, 9 for Cam Sims, if you're desperate. At tight end, Cole Kmet, 8. Evan Engram, 8. Those are the numbers, and those are the facts. All right, like I say, this music would usher in the top five plays of the week from Mac, but because Mac's not here, I got ahead of myself and went through the top five, but I left Fact or Fiction sit out there, so I'm thinking, let's talk Fact or Fiction. So are the Colts really back? The defense is getting healthy, and frankly, Mac thinks that that's a fact. So, Titans, contenders, maybe not so much. Boo! They were such a strong team, but they have injuries that kind of took them out of the game. Jonnu Smith is out, but they've got a couple of tight ends that are going to fill his place. I don't think he'll be missed that much. The Dolphins are better with Fitz. Yep! And so is Devontae Parker. That is a fact. The Vikings are rising. That's a fact. The Bears are toast. Yeah, that's a fact. They need a quarterback. And frankly, I think Stafford's contract's up, right? Wouldn't that be weird? Stafford is a Bear.
Ooh.
Allen Robinson.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see. Browns made a statement. Yes, they did. They made a statement that they are a pretty good football team. Not great. Rams made a statement, too. They are, and so did the Patriots. Both a fact. Let's see here. Cardinals in trouble. That's kind of a fact, and I don't know what's going on there. I think Kyler Murray got hurt, and he's gun-shy. Seahawks are in trouble. I agree with Mac. That is a fact. The Cardinals and the Rams are in trouble. Bad losses, Mac says in his notes here. But yeah, that's a fact. Cardinals and Rams in trouble. The Patriots are just point blank puzzling. And that's a fact too. Dumpster fires in Cincinnati, the Jets, Los Angeles Chargers, and the Eagles. You know, ugly, 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 ugly. We're going to double down next on Fantasy Fools.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
Double Down is brought to you by your State Farm insurance agent, Paul Cruz. The State Farm Double Down, actually Double Vision here. Rashard Higgins, and Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think Donovan Peoples-Jones, that might have been a fluke, but Rashard Higgins just might be the guy. You may want to double down on Rashard. They've got a pretty easy schedule here for the most part. It's a pretty doable schedule. So here's the deal. Double down and save up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save. Visit your local State Farm insurance agent, Paul Cruz, in Brookings today. Maybe you'll get the Rogers rate or the Patrick Price or the Brian Bargain.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
I love that Mac wanted me to put that together. absolutely love that. It's perfect when we go into our injuries, brought to you by the Cardinal Tap in downtown Arlington. Cardinal Tap's got great food and great fun there, too. Carl is just a bang-up dude and knows how to sponsor the right program when the right program comes along. So we look at the injuries for the next coming week here. Daniel Jones, Brandon Allen. It looks like they may have a little bit of a quarterback quandary thing going on with the Bengals, but then again, Bengals are toast. McCaffrey might play this week. Christian McCaffrey may come back and play ball. If not, if here's the deal, if Mike Davis is available on the waiver wire, and maybe we'll talk about that during waivers, but that might be a little insurance there. Frank Gore, concussion. He's probably out. Josh Jacobs is going to be out again. DeAndre Swift with the Lions. He obviously was out with an illness, they say now. So maybe he comes back in week 14. Kenny Galladay, just waiting for Kenny Galladay to come back. He's available. You may want to grab him. I guess that's another waiver wire conversation. A.J. Brown with his ankle. I think the Titans have some people to, like Corey Davis to fill in there. That's gonna add to Corey Davis' stock and bring his price up. Tyler Lockett, concussion and an ankle. That leaves things kind of sort of wide open for DK Metcalf if you've had him disappointedly as of late. But Swain could get in the way there. Brandon Cooks, he also has a concussion. So I grabbed Cobb, put him on IR, set him there just in case. And then, of course, DJ Moore and Curtis Samuels out with COVID. So that's big for the Panthers. And then Jonnu Smith, don't know that he's going to play in week 14 either. We'll check the waiver wire in just a bit here on Fantasy Fools.
More of the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac, next on K-Country 102.3. Move aside and
let the man go through. Let the man go through. Let's get a blast from ITC.
Don't you mean have a blast?
Blast. It's a new Wi-Fi service powered by ITC.
Get Blast Wi-Fi powered by ITC. It includes a fully serviced and supported dual-band router. Updates are performed remotely. Blast Wi-Fi Intro provides connection support for up to 20 devices and comes with basic parental controls. Step up to premium and get connection support for unlimited devices as well as advanced parental controls. Call today to learn more and get a blast.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Fantasy Fools show brought to you by ITC here in Brookings. Mac not with us today, but hopefully he'll be back next week. Just out this week and not on IR. So we're hoping the best for him, and he does not have COVID. That I can tell you. That's fair enough, but he, unfortunately, has another bug, and there are plenty of bugs going on out there. The suspension to Will Fuller, just about forgot to mention that, which, by the way, that will carry over into next year. He'll miss game number one.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ballgame.
Yeah, okay, so so quickly here, the waiver wire, Jalen Hurts from the Eagles. If you haven't grabbed him, if you're looking for a quarterback or want to block, grab Jalen Hurts tonight. Ty Johnson with the Jets, Kiki Kuti, Ty Hilton, Rashard Higgins with the Browns, and Colin Johnson with the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you grabbed him, you over the last couple of weeks, you're probably pretty doggone happy, right? I'm just saying. There are a few other grabs out there, but you got to dig deep. And actually, I've got some emails here we'll go through, and that actually will give you an idea of a couple more on the waiver wire. It comes down to the weather. I don't think it's going to be a problem for any team. Watch the COVID thing, because you just never know. Like the Panthers, all of a sudden, boom, we've got a problem, you know? And then Thursday's game, it's the Patriots and the Rams. That should be a fine and dandy game. Know what I'm saying there? So, anyway, with just a couple minutes left, I actually have three emails. This one comes from Tyler. His team is called the Eifert Boyds. Tyler Eifert, Tarford with Tyler Boyd. Right? That's funny. PPR, I need a kicker. All right, here's the deal. Panthers' Joey Sly is rostered in 22% of teams on Yahoo. But here's my sneaky kicker, if you dare. He's looked really good for many, many, many weeks. The Washington football team's kicker, Dustin Hopkins. He's rostered in 1% of leagues. If you need a kicker and you don't take him, especially if you're desperate, don't know what I can say. From Dan the Fan, Standard League, I'm desperate for running back for the playoffs. How about J.D. McKissick? Dan, I'm not a fan because it's a Standard League, but Gibson is out. So be very careful there. And then from Angie, the mom. Mom is struggling on a tight end. Cole Kmet, Fursker, Hooper, or Higbee. I say try Michael Pruitt, but what do I know? Hey, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and good luck to you in week 14. It's Fantasy Fools on K Country 102.3.